I wonder what comes to mind when you hear the word peace. Give peace a chance. Peace and quiet. Peace? Haven't you heard it's Christmas? The peace that Jesus is Prince of is unlike any other. It's a bit like the deep and still ocean. No matter what's happening on the surface, whether it's calm or the world's worst hurricane, deep, deep down, the ocean is still and quiet. That is like the peace, or shalom, that Jesus is Prince of. Now, one of the highlights of 2019 for me was watching Ben Stokes' heroics. First of all, in the Cricket World Cup, in the final, and then in the Ashes. It was amazing to watch. I wasn't surprised that he won Sports Personality of the Year a few days ago. But the other memory I have that I will treasure forever of the Cricket World Cup is the semi-final when we walloped the Australians. Apologies if there are any Australians here. At Edgbaston, the noise of the crowd singing Sweet Caroline was something amazing to behold. If you've ever been to a live sports event and heard a crowd sing like that, it is really something special. But whether it's Sweet Caroline at Edgbaston, or Swing Low Sweet Chariot at Twickenham, or Abide With Me at the FA Cup final, I think the shepherds have us beat. They were there on the hillside, minding their own business, keeping watch over their flocks at night, when suddenly not one, not two, but a great company of angels appeared to them, praising God. It must have been spine-tingling, awe-inspiring, almost overwhelming. And this is what they sang: glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. That is the message of Christmas right there: peace on earth. Three simple words. A lovely message, and I'm sure few would disagree with it. But here's the problem. If Jesus came to bring peace on earth, where is it? Not a day goes by without the news mentioning war, fighting, death, famine, disease, struggle. There are places in the world where to meet like this and sing carols about Jesus would mean we'd all be arrested and at least put in prison, if not killed. Closer to home, our Prime Minister said recently that the country needs to come together after the painful fighting and arguments over the B word. Whatever you think of Boris on that, he is correct. There is little peace in our country. And it's not only politics. In the United Kingdom, an incident of domestic violence is reported to the police once a minute. And approximately 2/3 of incidents are never reported. If Jesus came to bring world peace, then after 2,000 years, he hasn't done a very good job. So were the angels wrong? Were they lying? Is it one of those politicians' promises written on the side of a bus? I wonder if you've ever missed something, lost something. I lose things all the time. In fact, I was known for it when I grew up. Have you ever turned your house upside down looking for something?
Yes.
Is that something you've done? Some of you have done that, maybe. Recently, I lost this green bottle. I drink a lot of water, and so I use it frequently. I searched everywhere for it, every room of the vicarage, in my car, down here at church, and I couldn't find it. Why? Because I was looking in the wrong place. It turned out I'd left it at Amington Heath Primary School after a governor's meeting. If we think the angels, actually the irony was, when I was looking for it to bring it this evening, I couldn't find it. But here it is. If we think the angels were singing about world peace, that's like looking for my green bottle in the vicarage when actually it's in the office of a school. We're looking in the wrong place and we'll never find what we're looking for. Because actually, Jesus himself said he wasn't coming to bring world peace. He said these words shortly before he died. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things will happen. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. That prophecy has spent 2,000 years coming true time and again. Jesus was not born in Bethlehem to bring world peace, at least not yet. But hang on a minute. Isn't Jesus the Prince of Peace? And we've just been singing about that. Remember that deep ocean stillness. Whatever happens on the surface, deep, deep down, the ocean is still. Have you ever seen those David Attenborough shows where they go right deep down? You know, they've been these new submersibles that go like 2 miles down. And the sort of fish there, they're weird, aren't they? They just sort of float. Whereas when you watch the ones where it's much closer to the surface, there's sharks and there's schools of fish and it's all action. It's that sort of peace, deep, deep down, that Jesus brings. And we need such deep peace because we all have a deep problem, a problem deep within ourselves. You see, whatever the surface of our lives might look like, sometimes it might look like we're struggling. Sometimes it might look like we're successful. Sometimes it might look like things are good. Sometimes it might look like things are bad. There's whatever, I don't know, 140, 150 people in here tonight. It's probably 150 different feelings about how you are right now. Whatever the surface looks like, deep down our hearts are full of selfishness, self-centeredness and brokenness. Our hearts are full of a desire to do what Sinatra sang. You know the song? I did it my way. Except with a much nicer voice. That song resonates with people. Why? Because it speaks to something deep inside us. You see, we were created by God and he's told us the way to live. The way to live life to the full. But the human heart wants to do it my way, not his way. We, the creature, think we know better than God, the creator. And the Bible calls this sin. And it's a deep problem, or a pit, sometimes the Bible describes it. A pit that we've dug for ourselves, that we're stuck in, and from which we cannot escape without help. This is the truth, and it's bad news. Merry Christmas, everyone. But the angel told the shepherds, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born. Jesus is that saviour. The rescuer, God's own son, come who did not stay far off in heaven, but came down to us to lift us up out of the pit, to bring us forgiveness and new life and a fresh start. In Jesus, God comes to us so he can be with us. This is peace. St. Paul put it like this, for Jesus is our peace. His purpose was to reconcile us back to God. Through the cross, he came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near. The peace of Jesus is reconciliation, peace between us and God. So today, whether you feel far away or whether you feel near, Jesus can lift you out of the pit that we are all in. He can bring you peace. Peace with God. Shalom. That deep stillness, deep below the surface. No matter what's happening on top, the deep, deep stillness and peace. This is why the angel said Jesus' birth was good news of great joy. Because this peace lasts and it's what we all need. Just now we sang my favourite carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And what do they sing, according to Charles Wesley? Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Peace on earth, that is the message of Christmas in a nutshell. Not world peace, but God and sinners reconciled. We are the sinners. Jesus is God. He doesn't expect or want us to be perfect. He doesn't expect us to pull ourselves out of the pit. He came to pull us out himself. That is how much he loves us. And that is God's gift to you this Christmas. His son Jesus, peace, reconciliation. Jesus is a rescuer to pick you up and bring you home again. I wonder what you will do with that gift this Christmas. Sometimes we pack it away with the tinsel and the baubles and forget about it for another 12 months. But I wonder if you might spend 2020 discovering the true meaning of God's love and mercy and forgiveness for you. I wonder, will you spend 2020 discovering the gift God has given you in his son Jesus? The gift that is good news of great joy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus to reconcile us to one another and to you. May we know your peace this Christmas and respond to your precious gift of Jesus with all our hearts. Amen.